WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know, life can feel like one giant roller coaster sometimes, right? Ups, downs, loop de loops, it's a wild ride. But what if I told you there was a superpower that could help you navigate those twists and turns with more grace and clarity? Buckle up, because today we're diving into the amazing world of journaling for self-reflection, a practice that's seriously ancient, yet totally modern. Ever felt overwhelmed by your thoughts? Like your mind is a whirlwind of doubts, worries, and random daydreams all swirling together. You know that feeling when you just need a moment to pause, breathe, and make sense of it all? Journaling can be like hitting the pause button on life's chaos. It's your personal space to process emotions, untangle those knots in your mind, and gain some serious self-awareness. Think of it as a conversation with your inner self, where you get to ask the tough questions and really listen to the answers. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can totally level up your journaling game. 1. Embrace imperfection. First things first, let go of the idea that your journal entries have to be masterpieces. This isn't a blog post or an essay for your English teacher. It's simply a space for you to express yourself authentically, even if it means rambling, venting, or doodling nonsense. 2. Get specific. Vague entries like "I had a bad day" don't really help us understand what happened. Dig deeper. Describe the situations, your feelings, and even the tiny details that stand out. Did someone say something hurtful? What were you thinking when it happened? The more specific you are, the clearer the insights will become. 3. Explore your emotions. Journaling is a safe space to acknowledge and explore all those emotions, the good, the bad, and the in-between. Don't shy away from sadness, anger, or frustration. Write them down, analyze them, and see what patterns emerge. Understanding your emotional landscape is key to navigating life with more awareness and resilience. 4. Ask yourself powerful questions. Journaling isn't just about dumping thoughts onto paper. It's about engaging in a meaningful dialogue with yourself. Ask yourself thought-provoking questions like, "What am I grateful for today? What's one thing I can learn from this experience?" Or, "What are my values, and how am I living in alignment with them?" These questions can unlock new perspectives and guide your growth. 5. Revisit and reflect. Your journal is a treasure trove of past experiences and insights. Take time to reread your entries, especially those from challenging periods. You'll be amazed at how far you've come, the patterns you see emerge, and the wisdom you've gained over time. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stressed out after a tough day at work. Your mind is racing with all the things that went wrong, and you just want to scream into a pillow. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you pull out your journal. You write down everything that's bothering you, the deadlines, the frustrating interactions, even the silly things that made you chuckle during the day. As you pour your heart onto the page, you start to notice a pattern. Maybe it's not just one specific event causing your stress, but rather a few different factors adding up. By identifying those triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them more effectively. Journaling isn't about finding perfect solutions or becoming an overnight guru. It's about showing up for yourself, being honest with your emotions, and allowing yourself the space to grow and learn. Remember, consistency is key. Even a few minutes of journaling each day can make a world of difference. So go ahead, grab that pen and paper, and start that conversation with yourself. I promise you won't regret it. You'll be amazed at the clarity, self-awareness, and even joy that comes from simply putting your thoughts down on paper. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and remember you are capable of amazing things. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little self-reflection magic. And be sure to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your stories and insights.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.